This week from GNC Week in Review, powered by GeekNewsCentral.com. Amazon launches new devices and more. Google launches Google Fi Unlimited and Google Play Pass. Plus, Samsung is back to launching the Galaxy Fold. Those are some of the tech news stories from this week, and it's Saturday, September 27th, 2019. My name is Kirk Corliss, and episode 39, the GNC Week in Review podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. If you are a new listener, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast where you can find in a right-hand side column at gncweekly.com, be it Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, your favorite podcast app for Android, or on TuneIn, Spotify, and Stitcher, or you can stream this podcast at deezer.com. You have a comment, suggestion, want to say hi, be it on social media or email, and that all can be found at gncweekly.com/connect. We're going to jump in with the tech news stories, Miss Week and from GeekNewsCentral.com. And we're going to lead off this week with a lot of announcements from Amazon, who held their product launch on Wednesday in Seattle, Washington. So let's dive in. First up, it's the Echo Show 8. Consumers in the U.S. can pre-order the new 8-inch Echo Show, Echo Show 8, which is $129. It combines the same screen and sound capabilities of the Echo Show with the camera shutter and form factor of the Echo Show 5. Amazon's new Echo Studio at $199 promised to deliver immersive audio is available for pre-order. If you're not ready to spend $200, you may be happy to hear that the base model Echo, which is $99, now has essentially the same audio features as the Echo. The Echo Dot, which is $59.99, the fourth generation Dot will display the time, plus extras like temperature and alarm times on its side, and you're able to snap it to snooze. The Echo Glow, which is $29.99, the device is a ball of light that can change color, dance in rhythm with music, or flicker like a campfire. There is the Echo Edbuds, which is $129.99. The true wireless earbuds add active noise reduction from Bose. Echo Frames and Loop. You can now take Alexa with you, thanks to Echo Frames and Echo Loop, which they are Alexa-enabled glasses and a ring. Amazon is just testing the waters and release a limited number of invite-only devices to get feedback before going all in on production. To start, the Frames will cost $179.99, and the Loop is listed for $129.99. Amazon also introduced Echo Flex, which is $24.99. It's a small plug-in device that adds Alexa to any outlet. Users will be able to purchase add-on accessories like a motion sensor and smart nightlight. Also, Amazon unveiled its first indoor security camera. It's called Ring Indoor Cam, which is $59.99. Its design is compact and non-intrusive, and it's affordable. Speaking of Alexa, Amazon's new auto-delete feature for Alexa will let users automatically erase video recordings. Users can choose to delete footage for every 3 or 18 months. Amazon's neural text-to-speech is now so advanced it can mimic celebrities like Samuel L. Jackson. Later this year, users will be able to purchase imitation voices for 99 cents that will stand in for the standard Alexa option. In multilingual homes, Alexa will soon be able to switch between languages. Also, Amazon will, with under parental controls, Amazon will allow parents to designate who children can talk to through their Echo. It's also bringing free time to Echo Show. The Amazon Smart Oven, it is a combination of a microwave, convection oven, air fryer, and food warmer. Every smart oven, which will be $249.99, will come with a free Echo Dot, so you can set cook times with Alexa and be alerted when your food is finished cooking. Amazon Sidewalk is a dongle meant to keep low-powered, low-bandwidth devices connected even when they're just beyond your Wi-Fi range. It's meant to help developers come up with gadgets that can be used farther from your router, like the garden or your driveway. Amazon also unveiled Eero for $99. For under $100, the mesh Wi-Fi system will ensure stronger Wi-Fi around the house, and it features a number of Alexa voice control features. Also, Amazon announced the, quote, Certified for Humans program. The program is aimed at connected lights, plugs, and small appliances. The idea is that devices with this certification will be simple to set up and simple to use. If you're building a smart home around an Amazon device like the new Amazon Echo Studio smart speaker, you'll be able to quickly identify which gadgets fit easily through this certification. Amazon tested each device with a committee of people who were specifically not techsperts. To achieve the certification, devices need to use frustration-free setup. This allows Alexa to share your Wi-Fi credentials so you don't have to re-enter the info. The device needs to allow over-the-air updates to happen in the background. Finally, you need to be able to set up and control the devices with the Alexa app. In other Amazon-related news this week, starting in the first half of 2020, General Motors plans to update 2018 and newer Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac model cars, trucks, and crossovers to feature the digital assistant. The automaker says the rollout marks the biggest auto-related expansion of Alexa to date. At launch, you'll be able to use Alexa to control media playback as well as make calls. The digital assistant, will also integrate with GM's OnStar navigation system to allow you to ask directions with your voice. Moving forward, GM says it plans to use Amazon's Alexa Auto software kit, which was released last year, to create its own Alexa skills. McDonald's has launched a new voice experience for both Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant, but it's not for hungry customers looking to order a couple of burgers. It's called Apply Through, and the company says it's the world's first voice-initiated application process. To summon it, job seekers simply need to say either Alexa or OKG, help me get a job at McDonald's, or talk to McDonald's apply through. Alexa or assistant will ask potential applicants for their name, their location, and job area of interest, among other information, but that's it. They'll get a text afterward with a URL they need to visit to continue the application. While apply through is available for both Alexa and assistant devices, McDonald's seems to be highlighting the Alexa skill a lot more. McDonald's executive vice president and chief people officer David Fairhurst says, quote, we must continue to innovate and think of creative and, in this case, groundbreaking ways to meet potential job seekers on devices they are already using, like Alexa. Alexa has many of the qualities we look for on our teams: friendly, responsive, and fun. He also says, quote, I am looking forward to having the application process simplified with Alexa. The apply-through experience is now available in the U.S., Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Spain, and the UK. Since it's part of a global campaign aimed at driving job applications, the company plans to roll out. Amazon just launched Amazon Care, a virtual primary care clinic. Virtual primary care clinic with an option for nurses to visit employees in the home. Amazon has launched this virtual health clinic with in-home follow-ups for employees in Seattle, dubbed Amazon Care. The company announced the program on its website, Amazon.care, that is currently publicly accessible but did not formally announce the news outside the company. The website reads, quote, Amazon Care is a benefit being piloted for Amazon employees and their families in the Seattle area. CNBC previously reported that Amazon was working on an employee health clinic for its Seattle-based employees. Those discussions kicked off last summer with a few hires, including a top Seattle doctor who ran a network of health clinics. The clinic offers a combination of telemedicine and in-person services. Its virtual offering includes a, quote, in-app video visit with a doctor, nurse practitioner, or registered nurse for advice, answers, diagnosis, treatment, or referrals. This is according to the website. Employees will have an option to see a health provider via a mobile app or website, and they can text a nurse, and they can text a nurse on any health topic in minutes. If an employee needs follow-up care, Amazon Care can arrange for a nurse to pay a visit at home. Amazon will also prescribe medications via Amazon Care within a few hours or offer a way for employees to pick them up at a preferred pharmacy. Google has launched a subscription service offering users access to more than 350, quote, complete unlocked Android apps and games for a monthly fee. All software provided via the Play Pass will be supplied without any ads or in-app charges. Google's package will only contain existing products already available on its Play Store to begin with. Google plans to charge $4.99 a month for its service. However, it is also promising early adopters a $1.99 a month fee for the first year of membership. To start with, Play Pass will be limited to U.S.-based subscribers, but Google has suggested they'll be extended to other countries soon. Included apps highlighted by Google include AccuWeather, Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, Risk, and PickStitch. Google has said it will let its human reviewers listen to audio recordings made by the virtual assistant only if users give it fresh permission to do so. The company said the option had always been opt-in, but it had never been explicit enough that people were involved in transcribing the clips. The pledge follows Apple's switch to opt-in model in August. Amazon and Facebook, by contrast, makes users ask if they want to be excluded. Google's move has been welcomed by digital rights campaigners. Open Rights Group Executive Director Jim Kilcock said, quote, companies should do the right thing and make sure people choose to be recorded. They shouldn't be forced into checking that every company isn't intruding into their homes and daily conversations. Google has said 1 in 500 of all user auto snippets will be subject to the human checks. A group of Google tech contractors in Pittsburgh has voted to unionize with the United Steelworkers under the name Pittsburgh Association of Tech Professionals, or PATP. A total of 49 workers voted in favor of unionization, while 24 voted against. Based on the emails Motherboard.com saw, HCL America tried hard to convince them not to vote in favor of forming a union. HCL Deputy General Manager of Operations Jeremy Carlson reportedly sent them at least half a dozen emails within 2 weeks before the vote, telling them that steelworkers is typically for blue-collar workers and doesn't understand the tech industry. He apparently wrote in one of his emails, quote, do you really think the steelworkers understand our needs, our industry, our business, or even what you do on a daily basis? I don't. Google told Motherboard that the workers' vote will not affect their position in the company and that it will continue working with HCL. A spokesperson said, we work with a lot of partners, many of which have unionized workforces and many of which don't. As with all our partners, whether HCL's employees unionize or not is between them and their employer. We'll continue to partner with HCL. Google has announced a new unlimited plan for its Google Fi MVNO service. According to Google, quote, the new unlimited plan gives you unlimited data, calls, and texts at a low cost for multiple members of your family. You'll also be covered when you connect with friends and family at home or abroad, as our plan includes free international calls from the U.S. to 50 countries and territories, and unlimited data and texting abroad in 200 destinations at no extra charge and with no setup required. standard. The new plan will be priced at $70 for a single line, but will decrease the cost the more lines you use. It also will come with 100 gigabytes of Google One cloud storage for your backups. While it is unlimited, there is a bit of a catch. According to Google, speeds will be throttled after 22 gigabytes of usage per month, and that video streaming quality could be downgraded to 480p. Months after it failed at launch, the Galaxy Fold is finally arriving in the United States this week. With the U.S. launch of the Galaxy Fold, Samsung is offering the device in two variants. There is an AT&T version, which will be sold by AT&T both in retail stores, online, and through Best Buy. Further, an unlocked version will be available in select Best Buy stores and from the retailer's website. This removes the T-Mobile option as well as Samsung's own online store. The Galaxy Fold will launch in the U.S. with Samsung's Premier Service. This special care service includes one-on-one access to Samsung's experts for device support. This includes support for the accessories such as the Galaxy Buds headphones and Samsung's custom Aramid fiber cover for the Fold. Pricing on the Galaxy Fold remains the same at $1,980. According to a research note by Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, Apple will unveil redesigned iPhones next year that boast a new federal frame structure reminiscent of the iPhone 4. In his research note with TF International Securities, Koo said Apple will change its flagship iPhone design, quote, significantly next year. Specifically, the new devices will feature a new metal frame with a, quote, more complex segmentation design, new trenching and injection molding procedures, and a sapphire or glass cover assembly to protect the trench injection molding structure. Q believes the cost of the metal frame and glass case will rise significantly, with a maximum increase of 50 to 60% and 40 to 50% respectively. If the groove cover is made of tempered glass, Q sees the cost of the metal middle frame and chassis increasing by about 25 to 35% and 20 to 30% respectively. The report predicts that the new design will be a major selling point that will contribute to supplier revenue and profitability, and combined with 5G support will increase Apple's smartphone shipments to 85 million units in 2020 compared to 75 million new iPhone shipments in 2019. Q also said all three of next year's iPhones will support 5G networks, for which Apple will use Qualcomm's 5G modem. Despite its acquisitions of Intel's smartphone chip business, Apple will not use its own baseband until the launch of the 2022 iPhone. Instead, Q believes Apple will first test its own baseband products in a new Apple Watch and other future devices. Windows 10 is now being used over 900 million devices. Microsoft USF tweeted about the milestone, saying that Microsoft added more than new Windows 10 devices in the last 12 months than ever before. He said in a tweet, quote, hashtag Windows 10 is on more than 900 million devices. Thanks to our customers, we added more new Windows 10 devices in the last 12 months than ever before. From PCs to HoloLens to Xbox to Service Hub, Windows continues to power innovation, with more to come next week. Lyft is countering Uber's move by making it easier to find every transportation option inside its app, including the ones that won't give the company a dime. It's rolling out updates that unifies transportation searches, whether it's bikes, scooters, rideshares, rentals, or mass transit. The standard search now displays every choice within view rather than defaulting to ridesharing, and lets you compare options once you set a destination. Tabs let you narrow the searches if you're only interested in one option. The changes should take effect over the next few weeks. Lyft co-founder John Zimmer predicted this as a reflection of the company's future. Company's view that the future will be, quote, centered around people, not cars. In video streaming news, Discovery is launching a streaming service in a partnership with Amazon called Food Network Kitchen, which will cost $6.99 a month, or $59.99 annually and feature live cooking classes taught by chefs like Martha Stewart, Bobby Flay, and Guy Fieri. Subscribers will be able to attend up to 25 live cooking classes a week and get access to more than 800 on-demand cooking classes and 3,000 step-by-step tutorial videos. Food Network Kitchen will also feature a curated selection of shows like Good Eats, Barefoot Contestant, and A Pioneer Woman. The service will launch late October and will be available for Android and iOS devices. As part of a three-year agreement, the app will be integrated in Amazon Alexa devices like Echo Show, which people mainly use as smart displays in their kitchens. Users will be able to stream Food Network shows on their devices and ask Alexa to say the recipes they want to try. Disney Plus is expected to go live come on November 12th. If you're interested in subscribing to the service, we'd be pleased to know that you can now actually pre-order your subscriptions. Disney Plus plays home to Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars shows, where it'll be priced at $6.99 a month, making it cheaper than what other streaming services like Netflix cost. It will also be available at $69.99 a year if you pick the annual subscription. There will also be an optional bundle for $12.99, where it will include Hulu and ESPN Plus in case you want non-Disney related content. Disney Plus will also feature original new series from both the Marvel and Star Wars universe, such as the Mandalorian, the first ever live action Star Wars series. If you're interested, you can sign up for the pre-order, which also includes a free 7-day trial, and I'll have a link in the show notes you can check out via ubergizmo.com. And speaking of the show notes this week and the tech tips block this week, first up over on techhive.com, the best TV attendance for cord cutters 2019 tested for real world signal strength. There is the I'll have a link up in the show notes. They'll show the best indoor TV antenna, best roof mount TV antenna, best attic/outdoor TV antenna, and I'll have a link up in the show notes that you can check out on that. Also in the show notes over on AndroidCentral.com, the best Chromebooks of 2019. There is the best overall, the Lenovo Chromebook C350, the best tablet, the HP Chromebook X2, Google's own Pixelbook, and I'll have a link up in the show notes you can check out on all that. And also finally on CNET.com, the best 4K TVs for 2019. There's the LG OLED B8P series, there's the TCL 6 series, there's the LG OLED CP9 series. I'll have a link up in the show notes that you can check out on that. In the GNC What's Trending over on Google Trends, trending last week with 10 million searches at number one, Rugby World Cup 2019. Trending on Twitter today with 32,800 tweets, Clemson. And over on YouTube with 3.8 million views at number two, Apex Legends Season 3, the Meltdown launch trailer. And finally, who out there loves to eat garlic bread and get paid for it? Well, Domino's looking to hire a chief garlic bread taste tester, who will get paid $30 an hour for just 7.5 hours of work. According to the job posting on LinkedIn, Domino's looking for, quote, someone a little bit crunchy, mostly warm and soft on the inside to help taste test our world-famous garlic breads. More qualities of the perfect person include, never met a carb they didn't like, ba-dum-bum. Does not identify as a vampire, understands the perfect crunch to softness ratio. Now, there might be a caveat. Taste tester will be working out of Domino's headquarters in Brisbane, Australia. But to help accommodate the new employee, Domino's says it will offer to pay your free return domestic flight and one night accommodation if you're not located within driving distance. And that is the tech news of the week for Saturday, September 27th, 2019. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. Show notes from this episode episode can be found at gncweekly.com. Also, be sure to check out the latest tech news and commentary from geeknewscentral.com. If you have a comment, thought, want to say hi, I'd love to hear from you all, be it on social media or email, and that all can be found. Ways to find out on how to contact and connect is at gncweekly.com/connect. If you want to find out what I'm doing nowadays, please sure to give me a follow over on Twitter. I am at Kirk Corliss, which is spelled K-I-R-K-C-O-R-L-E-S-S. So please be sure to give me a follow. And I'll be back with another episode next week for the episode of the GNC, of the, if I get the words out again, sorry, closing out the show, I'm troubling up my words. So I'll be back next week for another episode of the GNC Week in Review podcast. Till then, I will talk to you all soon.